The Chabur is beginning on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph with the sugya of the Keturahs and Yom Kippur and Malachon specifically. There were a number of Chaburahs already on this inyan of Keturahs and Yom Kippur. I'm going to try to focus on the Malachon and see if I can add to the Chaburahs that were given a particular point. So, just to go over some of the basics, that's my plan. My plan is just to go over some of the inyanim from the Gemara, from some of the psukim, just to get the background, the different sugyas. What are the isurim that we're discussing? Ketorah Chaseira, Ketorah Zara, and Bi'er Ikanus, three isurim in the Torah, which generally what they are. Then I want to get into what the Rambam thinks about if there's any unique din of Ketorah Chaseira and Yom Kippur versus Shari Mor Hashanah, plus other difficulties in the Rambam. We're going to try to iron out. There's six. Very obvious kashas or questions that are brought up in the Rambam. We're going to try to address four approaches. There are many more, but four major approaches in the Rambam, and see if we can highlight every part that works best for each one, and the kasha that we can have with each one. So to begin, just to say out a tiny bit of the Gemara, even though we've done it, just a chazara. So the beginning of the daf, it tells the concept of that's the first isser that we learn from the pasuk of Ketores is not to follow with the sedukim. You should light the fire bedavka in lifnei Hashem in the kodesh kodashim. For most of my chabur, that's not going to be the topic. That is a drasha that we have to put the Ketores on the gechalim in the kodesh kodashim, not outside. But that seems to be a tangential isser drasha that Chazal made, nothing to do with what we're going to discuss soon about the Ketoresh Chaseira, Ketoresh Shlema, not Chaseira. So the Gemara said, why did the Sadduka make a mistake? My Jerush ki be'anan yirei al-kabor melam shi'itakim mimuchuz v'yachnis. That's what they thought. Amr l'hem chacham l'chamim said, no, halo kvar ne'amar v'natan et ha-ketored ala ish l'vnei Hashem. The Chazal said, that's not true. You have to put it ala ish l'vnei Hashem. Im came, but what about the pasuk that they thought it was a raya ki ba'anan el ra'al kaporet? These words are very critical to today's chabur. These five words, the pasuk, it's the second pasuk in Achrimos that's telling us with the cloud you're going to enter. So who's entering? And so they say, the Sadukim said that's the Kohen Gadol has to enter with a cloud to begin with. So Chazal said that's not what it means. Malam shenotim ha-malash. It means the Kohen Gadol enters, and then after he enters, then he puts in the Ketores, and it just means that there has to be a cloud developed by a certain plant, a spice that creates smoke called the Malah Hashem. So that's how Chazal learned the Pasuk. That's the Din Daraisa. Perhaps has some Halachos from Sinai part of it. Some Mefarshim point that out, and they say this is even just an Asmachta. That's not the word. We're not going to work with that. We're assuming it's a Drasha Gemur Daraisa. And that's what we learn from the Pasuk. Next, the Gemara then says, okay, minayin shenotim ba malashon, repetitive, how do we know that we have to put malashon? Okay, quotes a pasuk, shenem rechisa anan ketor, 10 psukim later in the parsha, quotes a pasuk specific to the ketoris, you had to put in something that's going to create the kisa, it's going to create a cloud that's going to cover. And then the Gemara asks, there are two pieces of the Gemara, one that Jake spoke about, I'm not going to discuss so much, I'm definitely going to be referenced, is the Tepik Leh to Kamayel Bi'er Ikanus, the Gemara's Kasha of, why do you need an Isser that's Chiyav Misa because of Ketorah Chaseira, if you leave at the Malashon, you're going to be Chayav, but anyway, you're Chayav Misa because of Bi'er Ikanus. That's the question number one. The Gemara gives two Terutzim. One is Shagav Abiyah, and the other one is, if you bring in two, and the Ritva and others Mefarsh, that you bring your Makter both. And the Achronim ask the Masa Melech, the Rav Chaim, about what about Derech Meshupash, if you don't go normal Derech Bia. The Jake mentioned from several Achronim that there's a part of the Ketores is Vehevi, it has to be a normal Bia, and that may relate to what we're going to discuss soon about how the Hava of the Ketores itself is relevant to the Haktaris of Ketores. We'll get back to. And the one approach that was brought, that it's domed to like Olas Ri, it's a matter to get in, we're going to discuss again. And then the Gemara turns to a new question. Is the price that we started with, that there's Malashon, has two psukim for the same thing, it seems to be repetitive. Why do we need two psukim? Gemara says, Amar Mar, quote the price, Malashon, Tamalar V'chisa, it says, Krala Kra, why do I have two psukim for the same exact thing? I just said it. Says the Gemara, four answers. First, just to go through them real quick. Rav Yosef says, "Ain li ella olam alash." And I know that the leaves. How do you know that the roots, ikar, So it says Vachis. And Gemara says, oh, but the Braisa says the opposite. Abai points out. So we say, you're right. Switch it around. So Abai in the second wide line says, okay, you're right. Ainli Allah Ikar Malashin. You're right. Allah, how do you know the leaves are included? Tamalon Vachis. So you put those in. Great. Now we're on to the second answer. Sheisha says, I only know Al-Moed. How do you know Mibar Shilo Beis Olam? How do you know other places have the Din of Malashin? Tamalon Vachisa. The Gemara says, that should be obvious. We have a different pasuk, so we say, you're right. It's teaching a different din. Ainli al Yom Kippur, Shari Mod Hashana Minayin. This one we're going to definitely return to. What is the Chiddush of Shari Mod Hashana Minayin over Rav Sheshet? Does that mean in the Heichal? Does that mean Lefnai V'Lefnim? I don't really want to ask all the questions now, but it's definitely his approach is hinged on how to read the Psukim. How to read the Psukim of V'Chisa and Kiva Nanera. We'll come back to soon. And Rav Ashi says the last answer, sorry, not the last answer, third answer, Chala Mitzvah, Chala Akiv. And the fourth answer, Rav has Chala Onesh, Chala Azhara. Okay, so on that brings us to now, let's say Rashi on that answer, one the Onesh, one for the Azhara of Rava, which Psukim are going for what? That's what I made this little PowerPoint, but it's just very basic. Rashi on the Gemara right here. Rashi on the Gemara says, that pasuk in pasuk bed is the azhara. That's azhara al yavo. That one refers to ketorah chasera, the azhara of ketorah chasera. The chisa velo yamos is the onish. So we have two pasukim about the ketorah chasera. We have an azhara of the ketorah chasera, and then the onish of the ketorah chasera. And then what about the Birei Kanis? Rashi says, but it says right over here, V'lo Yamas. So why didn't we say this? V'lo Yamas is referring back to Ketorah Chaser. It says Rashi, Ilo Yamas, there should be a space. The Lo Yavo, Lava Chesam Anaksiv, Ela Birei Kanis. So that's what Rashi says. There's two V'lo Yamas, this is very clear. One's talking about the Lo Yamas of Birei Kanis. One's talking about the Ketorah Chaser, and it fits beautifully into the Gemara. That's how Rava read the Braisa when it said the first pasuk, it said, how do you know you put it in? Quotes pasuk number one, kibeh nanere, and then it says, how do you know there's an onesh v'chisa? That's what's quoting pasuk number two, v'chisa to teach you the onesh. That's simple according to Rashi and many other mafarshim. We're going to definitely tinker with this when we get to the Rambam. That's why I made this. The Rashi is actually very simple. There's two psukim, but for the Rambam, it's a little more complicated. Yeah.
Rashi sounds like the meaning
of the
Lava Birei Kanis is also
Ayah Bo Kavoyes,
right?
Presumably, yeah. I think the answer, the Rebbe Yochum for Shapurla says that, but asked Rashi. I think that is probably correct, yeah.
So there's no problem with the Lava, meaning the words Ayah Bo to be serving two Lava?
That's an excellent question. I don't remember the question pointing out, other than it depends on, okay, if you think there is two onshim, and we just need to talk, there's a separate question. Fine. So there's going to be, I think I'll say two answers. One is something we'll talk about definitely at length, is review for Shapurla. The whole approach is that the two isurim actually converge to one. They're two different forms of violating the same isur. For him, it's two totals, one off, so for him, it's not a question whatsoever. He's addressing this, and for the Monei Mitzvahs that don't count it. But I think you don't need to go that mahalach, it's not classic. I think the easier approach is you can have one lav, and as long as you show in multiple psukim that there are multiple onshim, so the azhara could double in multiple ways. For example, you could have lo tinaf, that could be several chive misa, different type, you can be for Bas Koin Shazinta, it could be Sreifa, and for everybody else, it could be Chanek, and the Ram would count as two different mitzvahs because they have two different levels of onish. The Megillas Esther and the Rav has that in the Vamos, that the same Pasuk Azhara could be used in multiple onshim, and the Ram will count as two different mitzvahs as long as the onshim categorize it differently. That's definitely possible.
The way Rashi says is,
yes,
Ayah Bo Kiba Anan.
Ayah Bo Kiba Anan.
Meaning, is it possible it's slightly different in terms of the smichas? Like, it's not...
Ayavo.
You would have two Ayavo Kolais and Ayavo Kimana.
Okay. So you're saying presented.
It's not the exact same direction.
You're saying the Azhara for Chasera is
Ayavo Kibana.
Aliyavo b'choleis, and then.
Aliyavo b'choleis is biri kanis. Aliyavo ki ba'anan is first kafir. Is chizur malash.
Okay. Rashi says ki be'anan.
Rashi chad onish chad l'kar.
Right. Aliyavo ki ba'anan. So you're saying the way he puts it. I just didn't. I paid attention to Aliyavo. So Aliyavo ki ba'anan. You're saying Rashi. You're saying presents it, and we take the first words of Aliyavo, and we stick it on to the end of the pasuk. Okay. That's true. Sounds like that. And Rashi, to me, makes it a little bit even more hard to read the pasuk then, just because the end of the pasuk is also doing, is really doing via the Okay? Yeah.
Just on that point, we have several other lamin in the Torah that are like that as well. Like the Korban Pesach, if I'm not mistaken, by Bishul Korban Pesach, Al-Tilfluvi Menu. An alta flu menu no ubashal mubashal b'main kiim sliyesh. So there's an alta flu kiim sliyesh. There's an alta flu no. There's an alta flu bashal.
That's fine. That's Elijah B'chol. That's Rav and Abai and Rava.
I was going to say that. If you dash like that over here, then you're going to end up with Elijah B'chol.
And that's Abai and Rava. No, sorry. I don't want.
Exactly.
Which the Gemara quotes both of them.
Right. Yes. No one said over here that's Elijah B'chol.
The way you're saying
Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't say Elijah B'chol. I'll get back. I want to get back to them a little bit later when we talk about that more directly. But that example is slightly different and similar concept. I meant something where there's one head category with an azhara and then multiple ways of being onesh. For the Rambam, he counts for lo tekala for not cursing lo tekala cheresh. For every person, and then lo tekal avivimo, even though there's no possible, there's a zahara for cursing a parent is from everybody else, but since there's two onshim, the onish for everybody else and onish for a parent are different, the Ram counts are two separate, same thing with hitting, and the Ramban, this is in the Sefer HaMitzvos, some way that they deal with it. As long as there's two onshim, that shows you that it's two different things altogether. Fine. Now, that's just to open up one way to read the pasuk. It's not as simple as I thought, even. That's one way to read Pasuk Alpi Rashi. Now, I'm not getting to the other readings just yet. Now, I just want to open up the two other Isurim. One of them is Ketoret Zara. And the end of this is not something that we discuss so much in Yuma, but it's important to be aware of. It's a Pasuk in the end of Tetzaveh that says, by the Mizbeach Ketoret, it's on page 2 of the Maror Makomos, it has, Asitim Mizbeach Mektar Ketoret, Ashitim Tasa. So you make the Mizbeach Ketoret. The Pasuk defines it, interestingly, of Mizbeach Miktar Ketoret. It's defined somewhat by the Ketoret. That's the only thing you bring there. But in other places, it's Mizbeach Azav, Mizbeach Pnimi. But here in the Torah, the introduction is very much associated with the Ketoret. And anyway, the Hikdir Lav Aaron, he tells you we're going to do the Ketoret over there. And then in Pasuk Ted, it says, Lo talu olav Ketoret Zara, ve'olav, ve'minra, ve'nezah, lo tesef olav. You're not allowed to bring anything else over there. If you do, it's a lav with Malchus. And the Rambam paskins that. In the halacha over there in Kli Mekdash, Parak Bet, Mizbeach Azav Shebehe, and that parak is very much dealing with Ketoret that we're going to get back to. At the end of the parak, after describing how to make a Ketoret correctly, he mentions, by the way, you can't bring anything else over there. Mizbeach Azav Shebehechal, Allah Makdir and Ketoret B'chol Yom, you bring the Ketoret. And the same halacha is telling you were going to bring the Ketoret, he tells you, but make sure nothing else goes there. He didn't really need the first half of the halacha, we know that from the beginning of the parak, but he's sort of introducing it, this belongs and this does not belong. They go hand in hand. But don't put anything else. You bring something that smells nice and doesn't fit this model. That's a violation of the Torah's Ketoret Zara. It is a Ketoret. That's the correct formulation of a Ketoret, but it's not in the right time. Someone's been nadiv it, and it's only a chiyuv every single day, or a chiyuv on Yom Kippur, particular times and places. If you bring it incorrectly, oh, hey, Kriya love korban, or Nezach love Nezach, you bring a korban, you bring a Nezach, you should not be bringing over there. Lo kashen emar, lo to Allah, love, Ketoret Zara, v'olamech. Very good. That seems to be a lot. And there's not very many, I don't think any Gemaras, there are Midrashay Halacha about this, but no Gemaras. The Kesemitra on that Halacha just says it's a Pasuk. Okay. Now, the last Isser to discuss is Bia Rikanis. And we already did discuss it. It's from the Pasuk Bed of Al Yavo B'cholis. And there is a Gemara that describes a little bit more about this. And I'm not going to read, if it's okay, I'm not going to read, it's not my style to read every source inside. I'm just going to say say the ones that are very important inside, and other ones I'm going to describe more outside. So the Gemara Menachos is not describing Bir Kanis directly, it's describing a Tomei that was Makriv Karbanos, and it has a discussion if that's true, a Tomei that's Makriv Karbanos and is Nichnas into the Heichal. Sorry, not just a Tomei that's Makriv Karbanos, a Tomei that's Nichnas into the Heichal. Is there a Chiyav Misa in the Heichal, or it's only a Chiyav Misa for a Tomei that's Nichnas into the Kodesh Kedashim? So the Gemara says it's a machlokas over there, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, Tanakama says you're Pater, you're only Chayim in Kodesh Kedashim, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're Chayim. Where is that from? It's from our Pasuk. And it brings the Pasuk in the fourth line over there. It has, it's picking up on the double lashon of the Pasuk, which is a little bit strange. It has, help me. Ela Kodesh, you're supposed to go Ela Kodesh mi'beit la parochet, clearly beyond the parochet, i.e. into Kodesh Kadashim, but then has another phrase, El Panei HaKaporet. Seems to be more specific, and that ambiguity, does it have to be bedavka between the Bein Abadim, which is very much Noah Chavura, or how important is that? There has to be Bein El Panei HaKaporet. So the Rabbanan read it as both mibeil parochet and al panei kaporet, both of those, if you're in the Kodesh Kedashim or bin abadim, both those are going to be chayiv the same way. But in the heichal, not. And Rav Yehuda says el kodesh mibeil parochet is only alav, but only. Sorry, he says the chiyav misa bedavka. Sorry, is bin abadim is less expansive than the rabban. So just to say it out. Bottom line, maskana of this gemara is according to the rabban who we paskin like. There's only a chiyav lav for going in for a tamei going into the heichal. There's a chiyav miso going into the kodesh kedashim. That's how rabbanan read the pasuk. Then we beit la parochet el panei kaporet. Both those are combined into kodesh kedashim. Both of them have a chiyav miso, and heichal does not have a chiyav miso. That's what the Rambam paskins from that gemara, extrapolating from the gemara's discussion about a tamei that walks into the heichal into the kodesh kedashim. To the Kohen Gadol, or every Kohen, going into the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedashim unnecessarily. The Kesem Mishnah says he just learned it from that Gemara, obviously. And we'll discuss if there are any other shitas about that. But first, let's just read the Rambam real quick. The Rambam says, and this is also in the Sefer Mitzvahs, but here it's in the Yad, in Hilchos B'ez Mikdash, Perek Bet, Hizuru Kol Kohanim Shalei Kanzi L'Kodesh Kodesh Kedashim, that Kohanim are not allowed to go into the Kodesh Kedashim Shalom B'Shad Avoda. They can't go in Shalom B'Shad Avoda. Shnemar Aliv Obachol Eid Al Kodesh. Our Pasuk, Zeh Kodesh Kedashim, Yibel Parochet, Hezer Al Kol Bayit. So there's two things. The Pasuk is telling you, one is, you can't go to the Kodesh Kedashim, and even there's a lav also, Yibel Parochet, and just in the Heichel. And Nilnas L'Kodesh, Chutz L'Kodesh Kedashim, if somebody goes into the Heichel, but not Kodesh Kedashim, then it's going to be Loke, but Ein L'Chayiv Miso, Shenemar El Panei HaKaporet, but the Kodesh Kedashim itself is B'Misa. Okay? Stam one har, just random discussion in the Achronim is when it says Lishtachavos, the Rambam says that's a matir. Just to walk in, just to bow is enough. It's not an avoda itself. It is a mitzvah. That's enough to matir going into the Heichal. Does not sound like it's a matir to go into the Kodesh Kedashim. We'll keep that in mind. Because the Rambam only puts on the beginning, not in the end. Okay? That is also found in the Sifra, specifically about Birei Kanis. The Gemara Menachos is more about Tame, but in the Toras Kohanim, it's exactly the way Rambam brought it. It's but directly about Birei Kanis of a Kohen Gadol. It's fine. Now, I wanted to discuss, before we 100% get into the four approaches in the Rambam, it's almost introduction of the first approach, is there's a Rashi in Kritos that's very interesting, and there's a lot of questions and thoughts about that Rashi, and it'll bring us into the first approach. I just sort of wanted to say in the Rashi before I do the Rambam, even though this basically is the beginning of my first approach about how to learn all the Rambams. I'm going to get to the Rambam, but I just want to say Rashi just to make it very clear what Rashi holds. So the Gemara in Kritos and Daf Vav, Daf Zayin is discussing how to make the Ketores correctly. And over there it says, and this is what is in the Pitum Ketores that we read, that we for Svaradim every single day, for Ashkenazim, could be every day if you do it before the davening, or at least on Shabbos. So it says, V'chisar ha'cham yitza menea chayiv misa. That comes from the Gemara in Kritos, Rav Avam and Alv. Rashi on that Gemara says a very strange comment in light of what we just read in our Gemara Numa. He says, "Pitum keter chizer chayim sevena chayim misa ki ayel biyom kippur." He says, "Your chayim misa bedafka on yom kippur," as it says, "Ayel b'chol is al kodesh." He quotes the pasuk that seems to be about the azhar for beer reconnaissance, and then he says, "Velo yamos bezos yabo aron ki mayel keter shalok hechada beer reconnaissance hi b'chayim misa." The Rashi is very clear. He's not describing Keter Chaser. He's really describing Bir Rekonis. And he says, A, he quotes the Pasuk about that, the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk. And then at the end of the Rashi, I think he's going to be clear, because he says, when you go with Keter Chaser, what am I chayav for? It's Bir Rekonis v'chayav Misa. The question could be deflected, but the question on Rashi that is asked by many Achronim, starting with the Be'er Sheva, 1500s, he asks, why did Rashi pick to talk about Bir Reconis on what seems to me in the Gemara something that's obviously chayav for something else, which is Keter Chaser, which we learn from our Gemara is also a chayav misa. So the Gemara says pretty much black and white, chaser chayav misa b'nei chayav misa. The most obvious thing to tell me that you're chayav for is because of Keter Chaser. Why did Rashi bend over backwards and say you're chayav because you left one simanim and Mela became Bir Reconis because it's like you brought nothing? That's why you're chayiv. Why did he do that? It wasn't necessary in the Gemara there at all. And it seems almost like he's denying that there's a concept of chesar mechayim semenei chayim misa because of Keterah chasira of the chisa that we learned from Yuma Nun Gimel. It's clear in, let's say, the simple reading of our Gemara, it's two different things, because the Gemara even highlights that with the lines of typically mishum bir rekonis. It's obvious that the Gemara thought it was Keterah chasira, and the Gemara says, why do you need Keter Chaser? Typically, Bishram Bir Reconis, i.e., there's another thing called Bir Reconis. Obviously, there seem to be two different Chivim Misa. That's the question on Rashi. So,
this Rashi is again where?
In Kritos Davav Aminal. So, before I get even to any more interesting or complicated answers, the most obvious answer, which may not, the reason no one's jumping out of their seats because this may not be bothering them, is if you say Rashi is a tiny bit lav dafka, he's describing one of the averas. There is Bir Reconis that's chayav misa, but there's another one. There's Keter Chaser, and I'm just not talking about that right now. That's how the Evan Azal reads Rashi, and that's how the Radvaz on the Rambam quotes Rashi. He quotes Rashi saying there's also an Isra Bir Reconis. That's definitely one valid reading of Rashi. Rashi is just telling you, a Chiddush, by the way, there's also something that our Gemara is not really describing. Kritos is describing Ketores. If you want to know about Bir Reconis, you look in Yuma, and Rashi is filling in. By the way, it's something interesting you should know from Yuma. It is a valid reading of Rashi. It's not my favorite reading in Rashi, because Rashi doesn't sound like there are two things, and Rashi is almost going out of his way to say something that's almost not necessary. Yeah.
So based on the way Rashi learned typically and on the Gimel, I'm going to say you may be coming to this at some point, but the way Rashi learns the kasha of typically and then Gimel and Aleph is that why did the Torah have to write the Chiyuv Misa twice? Because the Maestah already Chiyuv Misa for either one of them. The kasha wasn't why the two lamin, the kasha was why do you have the Torah writing the Chiyuv Misa twice? Because under most circumstances, if you bring in a Keteres Chasera, you're going to end up with Chiyuv Misa Mishon Bir Reconis, in addition to the fact that you're being maybe a Keteres Chasera. So why did the Torah have to write the Chiyuv Misa twice for something which there's no way to separate the two? So the Gemara came up with a Hecha Timsa, where you can have one without the other. The person will potentially be Chiyuv Misa. He brought in either two Keteres, one was Chasera, one was Malay, and only be Chiyuv Mishon being Machir, and not Mishon Bir Reconis, or...
Right, but so therefore, I understand that's how Rashi reads the Gemara here.
So over here, this is the simplest. Most cases of Keteres Chasera will have both. Will incur both Chiyuv Misa because of Keteres Chasera and also Bir Reconis. So it's easier if you're just reading the Psukim. Chiyuv Misa, the first thing the Torah says is a Chiyuv, but you're going to be violating both of them. You'll have both Chiyuv Lo Yamoses, but it's the same. Whenever you bring in the Keteres Chasera, unless you're doing something funny, you're going to end up violating both.
Fine. Good. I believe I forgot it was in the Tziv. I think some Achronim said yes. He doesn't assume that there's two. He's not really trying to argue on any Gemaras. He assumes there's two Chiyuvim. It's just he picked the one that was more simple in reading the Pasuk. I forgot who said it, but definitely some Achronim said it like that. it's within the with the first approach I'm saying within Rashi. The first approach is that Rashi is not saying any chiddush. He's just telling you something that he was avoiding
saying
something
before. It's not like Puke, you're saying you're chayav mishum keteres maseir.
I hear it. It's true, and you're making it more comfortable. I still don't love that approach, even though you're saying it is more mustabir in reading the pasuk.
I think
but,
you're saying not just more mustabir in reading the pasuk, but it's also the one that they'll violate first.
But I'll tell you why I don't like it, because again, the Gemara's lashon there is chisar chaim semenei chaim misa. It doesn't say anything to do with the timing of birur konis. Actually, the mashmos is when you're makdir it. Because it's there, then the pitum k'tor ketza, and tells you the 11 simonim, and tells you to put them in, and if you don't put it in, chayim misa. It doesn't say when you walked in, and it doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur. The whole Gemara there is talking about Pasha's Sharim on Hashanah. So, yes, this is not, yes, I think your approach is valid, and I think that that's a very comfortable defense in Rashi. He chose the more common thing, and maybe it's the first thing. I still think the Achorim that don't like it is because of that Kasha that there was an easier approach that Rashi could have taken. Maybe not in the Psukim, but an easier approach in that Gemara and Kritas locally. Okay. But there are those who said, based on this Kasha, some approaches, some conclusion, just very quickly, two thoughts. One of them is what we already mentioned very briefly, the Rav Yerucham Fisher official Perlau, that I also saw in this Sefer Shalmei Yosef on Yuma has from Kol Olam Panovich has a big essay on Malashon, and there they take this and they don't quote Rucham Fisher Perlau, but they make a big point about this, and they think, and we'll have some riots for it. They think that that's shot in Rashi, that they're really two in the same. Keturah Chazera is Beirikanis, Beirikanis is Keturah Chazera. They're really two in the same. They're really almost like two toldos of one av. There's one way to there's one iser and one onash, and that's walking into the Kodesh Kedashim without a heter. When I was speaking to Rav Rosenzweig, I think that's the way to formulate it, is that the focus is going into the Kodesh Kedashim. Ayuvol b'chol yesh al kodesh. Can't go in for no reason. Kiyem b'nan era, you have to go in a certain way. And when the pasuk comes later, in pasuk Yigimel, it says v'chisa, it tells chayim misa a second time, why did the Torah say it? It was just a megala to me. There's another way of violating b'ya rikonis. And then, so really it's two in the same. So that explains Rashi. Rashi just telling you birur konis, because really every Keturah Chazera comes down to birur konis. I hope someone's thinking, yes, that's nice, you're welcome to say it, but it seems to be against our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, Tevik lai mishum dekai ma'al birur konis. It seems to be like there are two chivei misa here. It's not that it's overlapping, it seems to be two different ones. So they read it as
that's
saying.
Rashi read the Gemara as saying not you'll violate this law also.
I'm not talking about the law. There is two. They're written two chayvei misa. There's an unnecessary to write two. I.e. there exist two separate chayvei misa. That's how Rashi is reading the Gemara. Typically, that you're already chayvei misa for a different chayvei misa. The Gemara says you're chayvei misa because Keturah Chazera. Typically, to come out be reconnaissance and hare kosov that there's a chayvei misa anyway on be reconnaissance. So there exists two. And the Gemara says, I'll give you an afkamino that you could be chayv one chayv mitzvah, not with the other. According to the revision of Perlau, you're always chayv that same one. The Gemara is trying to distinguish. There exist two. Sorry, I didn't let you finish.
The Gemara, according to Rashi at least, the Gemara is not asking, you're chayv twice. The Gemara is asking, I already know that you're chayv. Right? If you hadn't written this, I also wouldn't know you're chayav.
Good.
Yes, if I have to figure out a seer where I wouldn't have known you're chayav. That's it.
And then, what are you chayav for?
My point is only that Rashi doesn't posit the existence of two different things necessarily in this Gemara. Rashi's saying that I would have already known that this case is chayav. So what are you telling me is extra puzzle? Right? You definitely could have read the Gemara saying, well, this is a one concept, this
okay.
is another concept.
Fine.
And why do you and what do we need two concepts?
Granted, you're showing you could read the Gemara the way Rav Yerucham Fisher Perlau and Rashi. I can't prove from the Gemara definitively that his parish is wrong. I don't think Rashi means that at all, though, and I don't think that's the simple read from the Maskana of the Gemara and from the Kasha. I don't think. When Rashi, you're pointing out that Rashi didn't say that there's two. He didn't give a whole essay on this. Rashi wrote a concise sentence.
No, I'm saying that Rashi didn't say that.
Even if it didn't write over Elo, Kunami Elo.
For this. Right? Rashi went and said, Elo Kasav.
Even if it didn't tell you
this. I would have known it anyway.
Correct. And now that it did write it, Rashi doesn't tell you what it is. Ella, there's two. You could easily say, and that's the logical thing to say. Rashi didn't say. I think that is the. If it didn't write this, so I would have known it anyway. Now that it did write it, therefore what? Now that it did write it, it must be that there are two. Otherwise, why do I have to give an afkamin? I.e., there. If the Torah didn't write it, I would know there is such a thing.
I would have known that this case is high.
Because of Birikamis. Now the Torah wrote another pasuk.
Right. So what do I mean?
So Rashi doesn't say. So there's going to be something called Chatur Chazir. That's how the Pashtus in the Gemara is. Because if it didn't write this, Ali, you have another point.
I'm with you 100%. I'm saying Rashi made a point of.
Where did Rashi?
I'm not sure Rashi
I understand if you want to say Rashi could fit with him. I don't understand where. Why is there a diuk that shows it's better read the Gemara like him? Where is that in Rashi?
I'll make a diuk in Rashi.
Rashi didn't tell you the step
time,
that's missing.
Not every time that the Gemara says table, but does Rashi comment?
Right? Great, he's commenting here.
So why did Rashi say anything for
you? Wonderful, he's commenting. He's commenting to explain why are you chayiv anyway.
The way you would necessarily have read it.
I think that's a different way to read the Gemara. I think that's wonderful. I think that's not correct. Rashi would have said, if he wants to say lafuke, he would say, and also he would say klomar. He's just telling you what it means. We talked about birikonis. I want to say you're chayiv because birikonis. Typically because of that. No, there's a different chiyuv. There's another one.
Okay.
That is what the next Rashi says. Right? She struggled with the Erekonis. So while the other chiyuv mitzvah, but the Torah, Chaser. Much more than that's not the chiyuv mitzvah, by the Erekonis. That sounds like a different chiyuv.
But isn't that true for
your
official prayer also?
It's the
Gemara.
I mean,
that's the Gemara.
Right,
I'm just...
You can't accuse Rashi of saying that there are two chiyuvim mitzvah on Erekonis. He clearly says in the next Rashi that there's a different Chiyuv Mitzvah.
But in his Rashi, you can somehow read the Gemara that there's going to be one Av.
You could, but that's imposing something that doesn't exist in the Gemara. The Gemara never said that or hinted to that. There's no Rashi that hints to this. I think he's welcome to say it. He doesn't have to go against the Gemara, just the semantics at some point. But I think I would never have thought like that from reading the Gemara. Because the Gemara says Tepuklei, and then the Gemara gives Nafkaminas. Clearly, Nafkaminas is implying there are two different existing bodies of things.
How does he read the Gemara?
As we said, it's one root, one big general Kali thing that all lead up to one Aliyavo. Ella, there are multiple ways in violating that. The Chiddush of Achisa is that's also going to violate Aliyavo.
So why is it worse than Rashi being in the Gemara? Why is it more Docha than Rashi?
It's not. I didn't say I have a raya against him. I'm not here to paskin or to ask kashas on gedol olam from previous generations. I'm just. I read the Gemara in my simple way, and my simple way didn't read it like he did. That's all. I don't have any raya and Rashi. And that's other Achronim did not read the Gemara like he did because I think the simplest. Fine, he's not mechuyev to read the Gemara as I did. That's all I wanted to point out. Two ways to read the Gemara. According to him, though, one very nice thing that would come out is that Rashi and Kritos. Okay, the Rashi and Kritos puts the two maybe together. For him, that Rashi would be beautiful. Fine. We're going to come back to his approach for Mirat Hashem later, maybe in the Rambam. And the Netziv gives another approach in Rashi very quick. He says that there maybe is a machloka sugyas between Yuma and Kritos, that Yuma the Gemara actually asked the question, Tepuklei, that there must be Ma'al Birikonis, there must be there two things. The Gemara believed that there was something else. And Kritos never asked that question, but by the fact that never asked it to Rashi, that implied, then Siv says that there is no such thing as Ketorah Chaseira, and just go with the more Pashat reading in the Pasuk, and the more Pashat reading in the Pasuk is Bir Rekonis, and that's all there is to it. There's only Bir Rekonis. He thought it was a Machlokes HaSugyas. Okay? That's another way to read Rashi. That would be a Chiddush, just that there's a Machlokes about it. Machlokes Amarayim. The Eli Rabbah actually takes that and supports it. He doesn't quote this. If, I don't remember if he's earlier, but he says, a question we're going to come back to, the Gemara says, typically. And we should be thinking that the Gemara has four answers later. Why didn't you look at one of the four answers is Chad Lemitzah Chala Akiv Ravashi. The Baal Batish way to read Ravashi as excluding everybody else is Ravashi says, look, it's Ma'akiv. You have to have the Malashon. And if you don't, it's Chalai Misa. Everybody else might be believing it's just a Mitzah, it's not Ma'akiv. And if so, why the Gemara say Tepiklai de Kabbal be a Rikonis? It's not even Ma'akiv, it's just a Mitzvah. Why is the Gemara saying Tepiklai? So we're definitely going to come back to that. His whole point is that he thinks that Rashi is pointing out there's a machlokas amorayim, whether there exists such a thing called Keter Chaserah, and maybe if you think it's only a mitzvah to put in Meloashan, the Gemara was only asking about Meloashan, assuming that that was the Gemara's only question, then, and not just about all the Siman, then the Gemara is actually showing that there's a real major machlokas to amorayim here, whether it exists, there's such a thing called Keter Chaserah. That's Eli Rabbah's diuk. We're definitely going to get back to that question. It's not really mukhrach, but we'll keep it in mind because the Rishonim asked that question also. Just one thought before now I begin the Rambam, one I thought was interesting. Nekudas machlokas between the different, let's say in the Rashi, but let's say we say like, right, it's a machlokas asugyas. So I saw the Rav Kook, he had someone who was malakid, Chedushay Rav Avram Yisrael Cohen Cook on Al Shas, and so in Shalvim they had on all of Shas, and one place there it had, he says, Mikan, from our whole sugi, you see that someone who brings Ketores, Chasera, Chasera Chav Sabanei Achai, Misa, is a raya against the Beis HaLevi by Baal Tigra. The Beis HaLevi is arguing with the Turi Yevon and Rosh Hashanah, Tazayin, that says, you're only Chayiv if you do a Mitzvah Shalom and Mitzvah Musa. So if you do it in a way that's totally Ma'akiv, or you don't do the mitzvah at all, says the Terry Evan, it's not called Giro, and it can't possibly be, it can't be called Baal Tigra. Says the Beis HaLev, and he's against the Rashba, against the Sifri, whatever. Terry Evan has his own Mahalach in Baal Tigra. Doing mitzvah Shlomo Shlomo says Baal Tigra. The Beis HaLev says, besides other kashas, he says a Kavachomer. He says, come on. If you're Chayiv for doing a mitzvah Shlomo Shemusa in a way that's not Ma'akiv, so then Kol Shekin, you have to be Chayiv for Baal Tigra in a way that is Ma'akiv, or you didn't do the mitzvah at all. He said, that's obviously much worse. That's the Beis HaLevi statement. It's in the Tshuva's Membeis. He says that. And says the Rav Kook, he's not sure that you have to say like the Beis HaLevi in that prat. He says, because Hare, we see sometimes doing something incompletely is worse than not doing something at all. Hare, if the Kohen Gadol didn't come into the Beis HaMikdash, he was lazy, he didn't do the Ketores today, it would be very terrible. It would be a bit to lase, but okay, he's not going to get any onish, not here, not in Shemayim. It was a bit to lase. It's terrible. But nothing more than bit to lase. As opposed to if he brings the Ketor HaChazer and does it exactly wrong, he's actually going to be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. A lot worse. Says the Rav Kook, is he a raya? I was talking about this with Moshe Abrams, and his other rayas there are cute. Are one of them is Nodir V'Enim Mekayim is Kovrishno Abanov in Rosh Hashanah and Yaakov. And he brings other rayas which are cute but not direct rayas, and I think all of them could be nidchav by the same way. Moshe pointed out that it's very shayach in our sugi. We're going to see Ketorah Chasir is an iser. It's not just a bitul asay. His whole assumption that this is, you see, it's so terrible to do a bitul asay, if you do something incompletely, it's so much worse. I don't know if the assumption so mukhrach. I have to see more about it, but I think that once you say it, there's an azhara, and azhara might mean al yavo, like Rashi read it. So then I think that Moshe pointed this out, then maybe the whole kasha doesn't exist. But there are other approaches, and I want to say maybe that's a little bit behind the machlokas and sugyas, according to the Netziv, who thought it was machlokas and sugyas, that the Gemara in Yuma believes there's two isurim. It could be it's bringing the Ketorah Chaser as an Avera, it's worse, fine. That might be in line with more with Rav Kook and the Turi Evin, but the Gemara's Pritos and that Rashi there was denying such a thing could exist. That if you bring Ketorah Chaser, that would be worse than not bringing it at all. It couldn't even exist, and therefore they had to reduce everything just to one Isser called Birikonis, and that's the Gemara's Pritos. Like, very much like the Beis HaLevi was thinking. I think it's just a cute Nakuda. I don't know if it's Badafka to Machlokas, the Sugis. Okay, now here's the Rambam. In the packet, it's just, this is really, I'm really, for now on, we're going to be really working on these two major Rambams and Pratim, the, in Klei Mikdash, Bet Chet, and Avodas Yom Kippur, Hei, Chaf Hei. and the packet. This is page 4, the top. They put those two Rambam side by side. So let's just read them, and we'll ask the questions that we could ask and try to develop a few approaches, how to read, how to say, if see if the Rambam answered some of the questions we talked about, has new approaches, or you can ask questions on the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Natan latocha dvash kol shu psala, chisar chay mismanea, chayiv misa sharei nasa ketore zara. And then he just says it straight up from the Gemara in Kritos, that someone who does a ketore chasera is chayiv misa, simple. And that's in the context of telling you how to make the pitum ketores. And then Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, he says it slightly differently. Chisar mina ketore, acha mismanea, o mala ashan, chayiv misa, alea shenamar, velo yamus, kiva nani re'al kabur. So some obvious differences, and then he ends up quoting the rest of our Gemara in Yuma, which is Chayim Misa al Biyasa b'la mitzvah, and he quotes the two nafkaminas. And the Rambam does not sound so much like at this point does not sound so much like Yerucham Fisher official Purlau, because he's saying you chayiv on this, the chayim chayiv on that seems to be two things, but we will come back to it again. And the stark differences between the two halachas are the Malashim. Malashim does not appear in Klei Mikdash. It does appear in Avodas Yom Kippur. Now, that's question number one. Question two is, he quotes a pasuk in the Avodas Yom Kippur, Shenemar lo yamus kiba na nireh. So, according to Rashi, that's not the right pasuk to quote. The quoting of the pasuk of kiba anan is only by Bir Rekonis, it's not by Ketor Chaser. So, Jake, you made a correct point that would help us a little bit, but the combination of Olayamos and Kibanan, that still is against Rashi. Meaning, what you pointed out was saying the end of the Pasuk is still shy after the beginning of the Pasuk. I think that's helpful to this. Hopefully we'll get back to, but, and Rashi did say, but still the Rambam did quote Olayamos and Kibanan both back to back, and that's not what Rashi said. And that seems to be one difficulty. So two questions. What's the Malashan? What's the Pasuk? Another question. What does the Rambam give a reason in Klei Mikdash? He says, Yechai Misa Share, Nasa Ketor Zara. Those four words bothered many of the Mefarshim. Why is the Rambam giving a reason, and his reason doesn't actually, is not what the Gemara said, and it's not so obvious from the Gemara you would even said that at all. You should have said, Share, Nasa Ketor Chaseira, and you're a makir of it. The Lashon Nasa and not Hikdir is funny, and also Ketor Zara, in fact, gets all the Mefarshim asking, the problem that we actually discussed in the beginning is, there's an Isser Ketoret Zara in the three halachas later in the Rambam, which is only Alav. It's the Pasuk, Lo Ta'alu Alav Ketoret Zara. The Pasuk Ketoret Zara, the Rambam Ketoret Zara three halachas later, is only Alav, not Chiyuv Misa. So the Rambam gave a reason unnecessarily, and not only did he give a reason, it seems not to be the right, it seems to be the wrong reason. That's, I guess, four. So, and then the Minak Torah is Stam, a very sharp, small difference. In Klei Mikdash, he just says, Chisar Mishachai Mishamanea, in Ehoz Avodah Yom Kippur, he pointed out, Chisar Minak Torah, added those two words that don't appear in Klei Mikdash. And then the last point, which is obvious, I guess, is that in Avodah Yom Kippur, he gives you the Nafka Minos about Ketor Chaser versus Bir Rekonis. It doesn't tell you that in Klei Mikdash. And somewhat, I would have assumed he would have put it there, because Klei Mikdash is telling you the general rules of Ketor Chaser and not Avodah Yom Kippur. Avodah Yom Kippur are really the rules about how to do Hilchos Avodah Yom Kippur. Why is he putting over there the Nafka Minos of Bir Rekonis? That should either be in Bias Mikdash or in Klei Mikdash. Why is it over here? Those are the questions that we're going to hopefully address on the Rambam. Okay, so first one is a fleeting, I don't know, fleeting thought of the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Tefillah that he says maybe is an explanation of the Rambam. He's addressing something that is halachic, this is not my chavur, but one thought, to make it halachic, was that the Amar Ruvah said you shouldn't say the Ketores by heart, because you might leave out one of the simanim and be chayav misa. So therefore, someone who's in a rush, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah brings that the minog wasn't to say Ketores in Ashkenaz because of They not everybody had a siddur, they were in a rush, bottom line, they were afraid of skipping one of the simanim. According to the Zamar Vahav, he said, if you can read it without one of the simanim, that's pretty dangerous. We'd rather skip it, only say it on Shabbos when we have more time. The Taz says a solution, and this is what the Siddurim at least do, is say it before davening. So people are in rushes because the end of davening, they have to run out to work, so memela, they don't have any time, and that's why they're going to skip one. So he says, just say it before davening, and then you're not in a rush. And that in the Magen Avraham deal with is a fit with the Seder Hashlama and that whole sugya. Do you want to do Keturah before davening or after davening? That's a fun topic, totally not for now. But on that topic, the Beis Yosef, and this is definitely Minhag Sfardim, says that's okay. You can say it by heart. You can say it, and even if you shouldn't skip one. But if you do skip one, it's not going to be Chayav Misa. He says a few reasons. First reason is, he says, Rashi and Krito says the only thing that you're Chayav for when you're Mechaser Simoneha is Birikonis. And that's only when you go in on Yom Kippur into Kosh Kedoshim. We're not doing that. We're doing Keturahs every single day. Keturahs every single day, says the Beis Yosef, can't possibly be Mechayav you Misa. Okay, according to Rashi, can't possibly be Mechayav you Misa. And then he seems to even intimate that may even be possible in the Rambam. Afil Ladasa Rambam, in the middle of that source of Mishpur, in the middle there, he says, Afil Ladasa Rambam Shakatu Perak Badi Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Chaser Kam Zamanei Achai Misa, Shari Nasa Ketorah Zara, Ika Le Meimer Detayme Dekime Ketorah Zara Hi, Havalei Bia Le Mikdash Shalom Le Torech, and that's why you're Chai Misa, is because he went into the Bias Le Mikdash, i.e., and I think he probably means Kosh Kedashim, because there's Bia Le Mikdash into the Hilchos, not Chai Misa, as from that Gemara Menachos and that other Rambam in Bet Yud Aleph. So he seems to be learning the Rambam. The Rambam possibly could agree with Rashi. And then he walks into our second approach, we're going to get into. But the first approach does sound like the Mishnah Melech says that's what he thinks the Beis Yosef means, is that he's talking about going into Kosh Kedoshim, on Yom Kippur, is Chayiv, and that's what the Rambam was meant when Sharei Nasik Torah Zara. I think if you do this, I think you're going to have to address a lot of the six questions, a lot of the questions of the deep one we made before by labdafking them or giving somewhat different answers. Why the Rambam, the nafkaminas even that the Rambam brought in Hilchos Avos Yom Kippur seem not to fit into this approach. I think you might say that those either fall into one major category, be a Rikonis like Yerucham Fisher Perla, or he might say that you can't possibly chayiv on Ketorah Chaser Beheichel. Okay, we're going to get back to that. Just one second, if I have any other thoughts with this Beis Yosef. One thought on this Beis Yosef was the Chazon Yechezkel just tries to not directly in reading the Beis Yosef. But he is trying to address some of the problems that we highlight in the Rambam, and he says that you can isolate this issue with the Malahashana and make it so that there's no real difference between the Shari Marashana and Yom Kippur. And the way he does it is by saying, and this would, I guess, help the Beis Yosef, so it wouldn't answer all the Kasha, but one of the Kasha would answer. He says, Hare Nasa Ketorah Zara, why do you say Hikter Ketorah Zara? He says, because if a person goes in on Yom Kippur with the kaf of the Ketores, without the mafta of Gechalim, and they have to go in a second time, are they chayiv b'reikon to going in a second time? So says the Yerushalmi, they're not chayiv on the second time. Yes, they should not make five times, they should only do four times on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do an extra time. But once he's already there, without all the tools, he has to go back a second time. Could be he'd be chayiv on the first one, if he was b'mezid, but the second one he's certainly not going to be chayav for, because that's a requirement. He better go back and do it correctly, because he doesn't have the machta, he can't do it. So he has to go back. So it says, Chazon Yechezkel, then what are you going to say about a Ketorah Chaser? Someone goes in the Ketorah Chaser, he has to go back in and go back out and get the rest of the ingredients. Would you say the same thing, that since he's going back out, he's getting the requirement thing, so he's not going to be chayav b'rekonis on the second time? So he says, that's what you would have thought, but he says, that's what the Rambam's trying to say, no. That Nasa Ketorah Zara means it's like a nothing. When someone brings Ketorah Chaserah into the Heichal, into the Kosh Kedoshim, it's not that they brought half the tools and have to go back and fix it. It doesn't count for anything. And the second time would also be, the first time would vada be a Birukonis. He says even the second time would not be allowed. It would be also a Birukonis. I believe that's the way he says it. I didn't put it in the small packet. That definitely addresses that issue, and he says it also addresses why the Malah, it addresses Nasa Ketores, and addresses the Malashan, because the Malashan does is not part of the Pitum Ketores. There's 11 Simanim part of the Pitum Ketores in the beginning of the parak, and Klei Mekdosh, the Rambam says 11, Nemer Lamosha Misinai, and then later he puts in Malashan, imply that that's not part of the grinding up, so he says you could put it in later. If someone goes in with everything minus the Malashan, you just go back out and bring that in, and that would not be a Beirikonis at all. Because he just brought half the tools. That's how the Chazon Yecheskel addresses some of the kashas. Basically, according to him, the chiyuvim are very much focused on the Beirikonis, and you could say what the Beis Yosef says. The Chazon Yecheskel doesn't say the whole Beis Yosef, but I think that's an approach that you can make. All right, let's get to the most fun one, most exciting one, before I get... One more, and then I'm going to get into the biggest, broadest one, is the Radvaz. The Radvaz's approach is most pashut. I have it on the top of page 5. So he says, V'adai ha'chai misetani tana b'akor b'yom kippur hu v'taymi midotei v'aktor shlema v'loch ha'seira. He says, of course, when it says chai misa in Kritos, it must be going on Yom Kippur. In Pin Kasha Hechi Yoiv Rabbeinu Time Shari Nasa Ketorazor. What's the Rambam saying? Ketorazor is not Chayiv. Yeshomer the old Chayiv Misa is because of Yom Kippur. But he's teaching a Chiddush in Ketorazor. He's telling you the Rambam put in a din if a person brings an Ola, a Nesach, on the Ketoraz on Mizbech Azov, are they Chayiv for Malchus? Certainly they are. That's the Pasuk. Lo Ta'alu Alav Ketorazor. Not like. What if you bring Ketoraz Chaseira? So I would have said, well, he brought the basic Ketoraz. It says Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, it's Nasa Ketoros She'ena Kazeh. It sounds like if you bring Stam cinnamon, you bring some other spices, if you bring Ketoros Chazer, maybe you wouldn't be Chayiv. Said the Radvaz, that's exactly what the Rambam was trying to teach you in Halacha Chet, that you see from the fact that it's Chayiv Misa, if you bring in Ketoros Kedoshim, it's got to be it's so bad, that's called Ketoros Zara on Yom Kippur, but maybe it's Ketoros Zara the rest of the year as well, not on there, right? Not on a Chayiv Misa level, but on a Lav level. That's the Radvaz. An incredibly big chiddush, like logically, and maybe that's it. It definitely explains why the Rambam put it here. What the Rambam added those words that are not necessary, and explains the tension between the lav and the misa. There still are some difficulties because minolam. Where do we know that that's true? And also, if the Rambam really wanted to say it, why didn't he say it more clearly? And why didn't he say it also in the later halacha? Why did he put it into agav this halacha? I think, but his approach definitely highlights something that I mentioned several times this year of the Din Yom Kippur impact and are exported to the rest of the year in a way that highlight themes of Yom Kippur. We bring Malashan all year in order to accentuate how important it is on Yom Kippur. There's a special kiyum of Malashan on Yom Kippur we're going to get back to that's bedafka brought all year, not part of the regular simanim, but to show you how important it is on Yom Kippur. So the Radvaz, I think, shows you that a little bit in a different way. He says, the Ketoraz Zara of Yom Kippur is megalah to us how important it is, how all the simanim are important one to another on the every day of the year. If you bring a Ketor Chazera on the Heichal, it's Chayiv Malchus. Here's the biggest, broadest one. So the Rambam, right, we said in Klei Mekdosh does not mention Molashim, and Avoshin Giver does mention it. What? Why? Why does he switch? So before learning anything else, I would have just said, okay, the Rambam just basically codifying with the Gemara, and the Chazon Ish says that, like, a lot of times you can't make Dukim in the Rambam if it's in the Gemara like that. So in Kritos it doesn't have Malashan, and Yuma it does. Problem is, if the Rambam is writing one work, and he's telling you the Halacha, it's very odd for him to say something that's Lav Dafka and sort of in the wrong spot. If he really wants to say that they're all Chayiv, he should put all of them, one Klali Halacha, in Klei Mikdash. Why put it in Avos Yom Kippur? It's certainly, if you think the sugyas are astira, the Rambam certainly can't do that. So, the Beis Yosef approach number 2, and many Akronim like this, and we're going to discuss it. This Beis Yosef says it could be there's no chiyuv on leaving out Malashan. The only chiyuv on leaving out the 11. He says Alecha Ladan. This is on page 5. It's connected to what I said before in the Beis Yosef, but here he just says it as a whole chunk. He explains the whole thesis of his. How do you know from the Simanim? It's not actually in the Vudraham. That's where the Vudraham stopped. People thought the Vudraham said it. They attack him. They should be attacking the Beis Yosef, not Vudraham. The Beis Yosef's Chiddush is that it's also implied in the Vudraham, it's also implied in the Rambam, is that there are 11 Simonim. Nothing else is one of the Simonim. That's why it says, Achazar Simonim. What are the rest of them doing there? Oh, they're Lataking. For example, we have the Borikarshan al-Lishar, but it's important. We have things that are Lataking. Shem Ma'ashan Mitamir Va'ola. Mel Fadomit Balashum Tikkun Acher. The salt is obvious for some Tikkun. Kim Jain Bayim El Latikkun Lomanatan Torah. The Torah didn't give you a number, 11, or the Hohen Shetzin didn't give you a number on those. B'chal Simon Mashmo Shavilim Chisram Eno Chayev Klum. There's no Malchus, no Misa, nothing for leaving out one of those. It says the Gemara even said, look, you can bring a Meir Golayim. Obviously, the Yayin Kavrizin can't be one of the Simonim Mamish. If it was one of the Simonim Mamish, how could the Gemara entertain that? He says, I have a raya from the Gemara Numa Daf Lamed Chai. This is not, no one's chavur, I don't think it yet, really, but a fun Gemara, Gazda, or whatever that has, it says the umnim, hayu yodim l'fadim ha'ketores, the Beit of Tinas, knew how to make the ketores with the Malashon, and they went on strike, they wanted more pay, so the chachamim got somebody else to do it, from Alexandria, and they lo yodim l'halot ashen, shalim etam revola, amazi l'kan l'kan, their ketores went everywhere, didn't go in a straight line. And so they had to get rid of those workers. They had to get back the Beit Avtinas until they doubled their price. They didn't agree. They didn't recognize that Esev, so they didn't know how to do it. So therefore, it sounds like they tried, says the Beis Yosef. Masha Shenisu came back to Rapanim. But wait a minute. How in the world could they try it? That's extremely dangerous. That they could have been bringing a Ketorah Chaseira that would be Chayav Misa because they're bringing it without a Malashon. They don't know which Malashon. What were they thinking to do such a thing? And have the rabbis ask them to do that. And even after the rabbis did ask them to do it, how did they do it themselves? And then it came out, abandoned the story, they tried and they failed, and they're chayav misa for that. Is that how you talking? That could have been, the rabbis would have thought of that? Can't be, so it must be, it's not really ma'akiv. Ola the b'chutz, also la'haktir haray, afo b'shal chesar me'ala oshan, hektiru etau, put in the shard varm jayna b'ayim alusi. That's the b'shal's approach. So, any conscience on this? All right, yeah.
Why is that a good assumption that they're not too different? Why did they assume that they...
So what would they do? What would you, okay.
Why couldn't they just be... Why couldn't they test it out?
Oh, so the some of our should deal with the initial melt.
In the Lechem Aparim, they couldn't bring it that week because
it crumbled.
They just didn't do it that way.
I assume the Beis Yosef would read the same way he did this story. I think
tried it out, it crumbled, so and put it on the Shulchan anyway.
Leave out, I don't know the Lechem Aparim as much. The Mishnah Melech says he doesn't want to say, he says he couldn't, he was unhappy, he says you don't want to say that they tried it outside, because then it would be Ketores, Makter Ketores Bachot, which is an Isser Chiyav Karis, to bring Ketores Bachot. So it couldn't be that they tried it out outside even. That's his answer.
For they could have theoretically,
maybe,
because
right.
They'll see
right.
It can't be
around. It could be, you could have said that maybe when they have negative kavanah, you could have said a lot of things. The Beis Yosef didn't want to say them. Fine. I think some of them do say that they tried, and other answers, we're going to give some of them. But the Beis Yosef thinks that this is a stark raya to that concept. So, on this Beis Yosef, I guess. I have here a few questions and proofs and a few answers. So, the Beis Yosef's approach seems to be, you know, and I'll just deal with the first. Let's see, the first in the packet. I don't have all the sources here. I'll deal with our Gemara first. Our Gemara, it sounds very much not like the Beis Yosef for the reason that it says that it's Ma'akiv. Yeah.
Is it also possible that Malashon is one specific min?
Excellent.
The Malashon Rashi doesn't sound like it has to be one specific min. It's meaning that there you just need something which is Malashon, but there are other minas that are possible for it. And this particular min that was the Meshuvah one is the one which is the Tanakh of Kemakel, and that's more of a Kavod.
So let's read that Rashi together. Right. Rashi. If someone puts in one that's not going to be metamer, then metamer makel, they're not going to be chayav misa. If they put in nothing, then they would be.
Okay, so there are other plenty of things
to make smoke. So look at, and your dik is well supported by many achronim. Tiferes Yisrael, Rebbe Yosef and the Haros. Many Yachronim say that in Rashi. And some don't like it, though. The Shoshanim LeDavid, or David Pardo on Mishnayos, is the Chazay David. He doesn't like it. He says, if Rashi meant that, instead of saying, B'Esev, it should have said, Ha'Esev. He's in that Rashi, I have to find the Rashi. But he says, what's the Dibur Machal again?
Right.
Let me kirim be'esev shehu ma'al ashen. So he says, if Rashi would have been shalei ma'kirin ha'esev shehu ma'al ashen, so then it would have meant, but there are other esavim that are not ma'al ashen ketamer. He says bad doesn't imply that there's one specific one that's better than the others, and the other ones also work. Because mashma, there's only one, and they didn't know that one at all. Okay, the bet versus hey, I think is not definitive, but you have to see the Tosfos Yeshayahu. Okay, I don't know how to puncture it. Yeah. The Shoshana David worked very hard on this sugya. He has many rias and kashas. They're not just totally on this Rashi, but
the whole thing about the Allah Ma'ala Ashan versus the Shorish Ma'ala Ashan and the Iker Ma'ala. Meaning, it sounds like it is
very specific.
Yes, the Rambam. So the Shoshana David brings that raya, as does I think the Maharik a few, not the Maharik Kash. They say, if the Gemara thought that there was two different types of the same species, then the Gemara should have said, instead of adding the Allah and the Iker, they should have added others of the same species. Why did the Gemara say we're adding the... Why do you say bigger chiddush? The Gemara says, we're only adding... It's not just the shores of the same exact specific
same,
one.
Same
the Rambam...
Like
right. The Shalom David doesn't like the Svara, that how could you say that they didn't know, how could they not know what was the Mala Ashen except for this one family? Everybody for all the generations didn't know what it was at all. So and everybody knew something B'diyev, that he doesn't like at all, but I think the Rambam's Mefurish also not like that. Even it could be Rashi, but I don't think that's true. Good in the Rambam, because the Rambam says Esav Echad in Perek Ben Halacha Bet Esav Echad Shemala Ashan, the Shemala HaAshan V'lo Yodim Oto El Anashim Yaduim. There was only one Esav Echad, and lo, it was not Yaduo except to Anashim Yaduim, and it was Hu Haya Halacha B'Yalim Ishri Pish. The Rambam sounds like it's Esav Echad, and it doesn't sound like there were multiple things. It just different species. The Shoshana, you can make it work even in the Rambam and say there is one species, but there are certain leaves grow better than other. Ones grow fatter and taller and shorter, and those are the best. And that's what the Shoshana David actually is maskana. He likes that in the Rambam. Also, you could say yes, it was one Esav, but the bekiyas of the people, it doesn't say they were not makir at all. It says they were not bekiyim. So he says that means they knew which species. It just they knew which how to get the right type of fat leaf. I don't know. The Tosfos Yeshayahu, though, in fact, says this on the daf. He asked the exact kasha of the Beis Yosef, and he gives Eliran's teret. He says, the last Tosfos Yeshayahu, on Lama Chanam and Alf. He doesn't quote Rashi, but he just says on his own. He says, Perish, O to Esav Shemala Esav, Kenegdo, Inamafsa, Lakana, Lakan, Elamitarim, O Lakamako, Re'iti, Shaloya, Shum, Oda, Makir, Elohim, Aval Esav Acher, Sheshmo Mala Ashen Hayim Akirim. The one that exactly went up straight, people didn't know. The one that was Mafsi Lakan Lakan, people did know. Alan Che Alexandria did know that one. Shem Chesir Bekator Chayim Misa, because otherwise they'd be Chayim Misa if they left out the Malashon altogether. He said, this second one that goes here, Lakan Lakan, is also called Malashon. Da da da. Fine. And many, I've heard him bring this. I think it's only two lines, but I believe that's he's actually trying to address that exact kasha that he says. Once we're on that Gemara with the Beit Avtinus, the Mishle Melch says maybe they tried and they failed. It was all b'shogig, and they just fixed it later that day by bringing another Ketores really quickly. So yes, it was Chai Misa, but it was b'shogig, so then it was all my mistake. So the Rav Eliyashiv and the Haaretz think that lo nitan le'amer, because how did the Chachamim allow the Beit Avtinus to get away with it and give them double their price and not say kofen al mitzvos? You guys are stopping us from doing the Ketores correctly. You're causing people to do Chai Misa. How could you possibly just, you know, how much money do you want for it and keep paying and paying? It should have been kofen al mitzvos. How come they were so nice about it? And they went to Alexandria to get more people, and then they finally, when they saw that it wasn't working, they negotiated and gave them double the price. Just tell them we need it. Why? And then it sounds like they even have a shevach in the end of the Gemara. It doesn't sound like they're the Gnai in the end. So how could that be? So Rav Eliyashiv says he thinks another support. This he thinks maybe you could say like the Beis Yosef, and then finally brings that to Sishanim. But he says maybe the fact that they're negotiating, it seems like it's flexible, sounds like the possibility that the Beis Yosef is right. It is not ma'akiv 100%. Just to ask.
If a person can't, maybe there are differences, but so a person is an unbeliever, they can't afford, alamitas, so cool alamitsos, then we force the bookbearer to give them to them,
No, but good har. I saw.
You could do a mazan al nasas, or maybe that's why. But don't say there, but
If
the Bedek of Ayas had the money to pay them, then maybe it's illegitimate to take open all of this.
So it's good. Just in 30 seconds, I think the answer that is partly that by something that someone works on their own, Paul Yadov, so you're allowed to charge, and you can even have copyrights, and that's when. But when it comes to mitzvahs, it's very difficult to understand that there's such a thing of having a bekiyas in a mitzvah and you're not going to share it. It seems to fly in the face of ma'ani v'chinam. It flies in the face of the concept that this is avoda sibur, that everybody needs to do it, and we're just going to let them get away with it until we pay for them. They're also mechuyev, just like everybody else is mechuyev in it. It seems very difficult for me to believe that you can have a bailus on a mitzvah and charge people and force people to have the monopoly until they pay you. It seems rather difficult for me to chat that something like that could exist. If you have an individual mitzvah, you're a mechuyev, and I have the tefillin, and you don't have it, I'm not mechuyev to give it out to everybody else. It's a chesed, I should, but there's not kofen al mitzvahs to have to give it. I don't think that. But a chesed like this, I think, I find extremely difficult. But I think it may be doma to stealing medicine and the end of the Gemara and Chav Zayin and Avodah Zarah, and maybe the copyrights don't exist by Torah and mitzvahs. Some tshuvas do say that, and they do bring that Gemara. They don't bring this Beit Avtinus Gemara, though. So another kasha on such an approach with the basis of the Malash is different than the rest of the year, and Yom Kippur is in a Tosi Yishanim on Nun Gimel. He seems to be arguing about this directly, and that is in the first one. He says, Rabbeinu Menachem, in the first wide, last skinny lines, Rabbeinu Menachem, I'm sorry if I didn't follow all the sources. I didn't put all the Tosi Yishanims in just because it's in the Gemara, but the Tosi Yishanim has a shita. That's exactly what the Beis Yosef said. Perish Mishim Dahach Nasa Yisir, it's working on a Yerushalmi that I didn't have time to get into the whole Yerushalmi. It's maybe similar to Rashi, maybe not. It says that Ketores Chaser is Chai because of Hachnasi Yaseir. It sounds like Rashi, but that's not for now. Some do say that, but he says, Pshat is, because you went Lefnai V'Levnim, Kolomar Hachnasi Yaseir, Shiyom Kippur, Shiyom Kippur, Lefnai V'Levnim, Vahi Davke, Ksiba Malashim. Only b'vnaiv lefnim yichayv melashon. You're not chayv behichal for leaving amalashon. But it sounds like, but you could be chayv for the other simanim behichal if you left those out. Basically, in other words, that there's a specific din amalashon over here in Yuma that's not found in other places, and that's what the Gemara there is saying. Rabbi Zeira said, Chaser is chayv mishum hachnas yisir. What the Yerushalmi meant, because you went lefnim without the Malashim. Malashim is different Yom Kippur than the rest of the year. There's only a chiyuv Malashim Yom Kippur, not the rest of the year. That's black and white. The Rabbi Menachem is saying the diuk about the heichal and the rest of the simanim I'll be ready to discuss that after. But his shita is very much that you could not be chayv a Malashim outside the Kodesh Kedashim. It sounds maybe Yom Kippur, maybe other days, but definitely Kodesh Kedashim. And says the Tosafot, that can't be true. In Nira, b'chol yom namem malasham malashan. You put it in. If you put it in every single day, you obviously chayav misa. Now, why is that obvious? Mehai kro avadi elfin. That's why it's obvious, because it's one and the same. You can't learn malashan to the rest of the year. It's not in Parshat Tetzaveh. It's not alayde dalach shmas Sinai, unless you learn Parshat Achrimos. Achrimos is where it says malashan. And if you learn malashan from Achrimos to Parshat Tetzaveh, which we do. Just the fact that we put it in, it is in Kretus, it is in the Rav and Klei Mekdosh. So Memela, of course, is going to be Chayim Misa as well. If it follows that you carry it from Achrimus to Tzavet, of course the Chayim Misa has to come along. In Chayim Misa, Nami Alfin Aminen. That's just Kasher 1. And then he says, the Yerushalmi. What? Doesn't have to be the case. I think you might be right. Why? Why doesn't it have to be the case? How could you split it until we learn one and not the other? That's what I want to hopefully. If you have an answer now, I'll take it. Otherwise, I'm going to try to answer it. But yes,
I just intuitively felt that it wasn't
proper. Fine. I think Rabbeinu Menachem would say that. I think his answer to that question would be Eina Chanami, yes. But, okay, Tosafot Yishanah felt it was a strong kasha, because he had a hard time splitting. And many Achronim, when they didn't have this, or not dealing directly with Tosafot Yishanah, dealing with the Beis Yosef, they asked the same exact kashas. The Shoshan Mudav is one of them, and the Be'er Sheva is another, and they say, how could that possibly be that you have Malashan, but you don't, it's not Chayim Misa, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Likutei Halacha says the same exact thing. He says he thinks the Beis Yosef is right in his Diuk, but he has no idea why it's true. Why could you be, it exists all year, but it's not Chayim Misa? Meaning, the question is out there. The Achronim do ask that question on such a Shita, even if the Diuk is a good Diuk. Od, he says, Akasha Levi Sarasa, she's over in the second way, he says, second one line, Shalayim Alashan El Yom Kippur, what is the Gemara talking about with Mita Shnei Bnei Aaron? That says maybe there would have been Chayim from Alashan if both the Sivui and the Onesh were written earlier, previous to their death. He says, but that was in Yom Kippur, that was Meluim. The eighth day of Meluim is when they brought their Ketores. So how could the Gemara have thought that maybe there would have been Chayim from Alashan? Haray, it wasn't Yom Kippur. So the Tosafot Yishanah says, I'm sorry, I don't like what Rabbeinu Menachem said. This is Rabbeinu Elchanan, and he says...
The Miluyah might have been Yom Kippur also.
Yes, Shikach, Gavad. So, I need to hurry up anyway. So that answer is the Mishnah Mouth's answer. I would have thought it's a wild drush, but the Mishnah Mouth thinks it's correct. And he has small rayas. The Rabbeinu Chumash, maybe not halachic way, the Rabbeinu Chumash certainly says it in comparing the things. We learn many, to wrap up the whole year somewhat, in this sentence, it's very true, that we compare Meluim to Yom Kippur for the precious 7 days. L'chaper, in the Parsha of Shemini, teaches you also L'chaper for Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol is very relevant to the doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur and on Meluim, and the Korbanos are parallel. That's the Ramban Chumash in the beginning of Shemini makes that ha'ara, that there are two korbanos of Kohen Gadol, one's the sar and one's a par, and the same thing with the sibur. It mimics very beautifully Yom Kippur and Kohen Gadol. Mishmael even adds on another level, he says that we know the Meluim, Rashi and Chumash, was trying to mechaper on the eagle, so Yom Kippur is also mechaper on the eagle, because that's when they got Luchos Shnei Esav, they're both mechaper on the eagle, so Mimela has a din Yom Kippur. Okay. He has a lot of...
Shani also plays on the parallels.
Oh, so even better. So I think it is an answer. I can tell you why I think Rabbeinu Elchanan the second day and the Tosafot didn't want to say it, because fine, there's connections, but bottom line, it's not Yom Kippur.
If you want to connect it with Rabbeinu Elchanan and Tosafot's answer later on the page when he asks Rabbeinu Elchanan asks Ibn Rasul Apple. Shemayim would have been on the Mizbeach HaChitza. So, like, what were we talking about? That the Gemara saying that Bnei Aaron were maybe Ketores, or that Bnei Aaron were maybe Ketores, and the Mechavim, the Halacha properly, that even though the Eish is Yerim Shemayim, they need to bring Eish Bnei Hedyot, that's proper Halacha, but it's Ketores Lefnim, it's Ketores in the Hechal, so then it's not, there would be no, there's no Eish Yerim Shemayim for Ketores in the Hechal, so what is the Gemara talking about? So Tosfos Yeshanim answers on that kasha from Rabbi Yochanan. He says it's talking about Keteres Nachshon. Keteres Nachshon, you could say, forget about Miluim. I mean, I don't know if you can say it's a halacha that the regular Keteres of Miluim would have this halacha.
What was the harsha?
The Keteres of Nachshon Ben Aminadav may have had Mala Asher meaning without saying necessarily parallels between Miluim and the Keteres of Miluim somehow being like Yom Kippur. You could say that there was Mala Asher in the Keteres of Nachshon.
What? Fine, but why?
And Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't be.
You're saying you can't have a kasha because of all year.
But
you can't have a kasha.
Because of all year, because that's right. Shana, I mean, okay. It's not the regular Torah. It was Torah Shal Nachshon. Tosfos Yeshanim holds of it, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of it. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't accept that it's talking about Torah Shal Nachshon. If he doesn't think it's Torah Shal Nachshon, so then he can ask the kasha beforehand on Rabbi Yochanan and say, this is the regular Torah, so you bring in the Heichal. It's the regular Torah, so you bring in the Heichal, so then
fine.
You have a. Yeah, but gosh, why is it? Why? How can you say that there was?
I don't know how to answer directly. I think, but I think it's a good ha'ara. I think. I thought you would have said from Rabbi Elchanan's answer, you would have not thought like Rabbi Elchanan's kasha on Rabbi Menachem. I thought that's what you were bringing out.
I may have gotten the chesed wrong. I may have been wrong.
Fine.
If you assume it's not Keteres in the Heichal, then
yes, then the kasha falls
then
away.
Then you say Keteres not in the Heichal, which is the Hora Shah in Chanami. It had all sorts of different demons. It has Mala Ashran.
So I'm asking
whether we were not just because it was part of the Miluim.
Fine. So just to say real quick, yes, I think that is an important Hora. I don't want to belabor the point and lose people's attention. I think there are many answers to this kasha and Anamiya that are very exciting, and some of them more Jewish and some less. And they do center around that question about where was the Ketores brought, and that's Mefurish in those doses. Just very, very basically, could be that it's more an approach I thought from the Chazon Ish we'll talk about later, that it could be Ketores Nedava is more Chamer than Ketores Chiyuv. The Rambam says Ketores Nedava is always considered Ketores Zara. So it could be there, Malashan, leaving out Malashan, is Chayav Misa Masha Ein Kein the rest of the year, and Nedava Nevius was Nedava. That's what I would have said, the way the Chazon Ish reads that Rambam. It's similar to what you're saying. That's how I would have presented this answer for the Rabbeinu Menachem. And the third thought is, I thought you were going to say, but a different thought, it may be Jewish and maybe not, is the Masha Chachma. On the Parsha, talks about very at length where was the Ketores Nadav Neviu, and there's a tremendous discussion mamish in the Rishon right here that if they thought it was Eish Yorin, they made a mistake. They thought it was Eish Yorin Mina. They were supposed to bring Mina Hedyot, but really it was Eish from Shemayim. And it sounds like though the Eish Mina Hedyot is Bedavka Din in the Chiton. It sounds like they brought up the Chiton. It sounds like in the Torah in the beginning of Acharimo, it sounds like in the pasuk that they went Lefnai VeLefnim Al Yivo Bechoyei Tal Kodesh. So the Mefarshim deal with that problem, and Ketores is never brought in the outside. There are Banach Chumash has kashas of like, how could they thought that they would have gone to a place of the Kodesh Kedoshim before their parent, before Aaron ever went there? Aaron never went there in his life, and they're going to go there. How could they be so brazen? And so many Rishonim deal with that and just say, okay, it was Bechitzon. They dafka the Adnan Neviu did bring a Bechitzon, and you have to deal with the Pesukim. But if you say, and then Rabbeinu Bechai says, not like that, they say it was B'Kodesh Kedoshim. According to them, I think the approaches we say with the Tosfos Yeshanim will work better. But if you assume, like the Ramban and Chumash, the Tosfos Yeshanim here, I wrote on Mem Zayin, a few other places, one in Yuma and other Masechtas, assume it was B'Chitzon. If you assume it was B'Chitzon, how could you have talked about Nadav Neviu, B'Chai from Malashon, not just the din of the wrong day of the year, which we answered before, what about Mordechai's answer before? What about it was the wrong spot? So Mesh Chachma deals with it and somewhat answers in another way that's an extension of what the Mishnah Melech said, that Miluim on the day of the Meluim, Hashem Shechina was so present in the entire Mishkan that even the Mizbech HaChitzon, according to the Das of Nanavi at least, who had a din like the Mizbech HaPnimi and maybe even the din Kodesh Kedashim. He says that's every Ketores that's brought on the Mizbech HaKetores is a din Lifnei Hashem because it's like it's right before Kodesh Kedashim. He said, why did they make a mistake and think to bring the Ketores of the Eish Minahedu when they bring the Ketores, even though they shouldn't have, they bring it on the Chitzon? So he says, yes, but they thought that the Chitzon has a din like the Pnimi. That's how he answers some of the Kashas. One thought, he says, oh, that's exactly why they thought that the Ketorah, the Chatas of Aaron was burned, because it had the Chatas of Nachshon, the Seer Nachshon, was burned, because even though it had a Chatas, it was a Chatas Chitzoni, or the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh, was burned, because it has a Din Seer Panimi. Every Seer Panimi is burned, so it has a Din Seer Nesrafim. That's why they burnt it, a whole fun mahalach. That would take even further how much a little bit of what we talked about in the Shalmelech of taking dinim of the Kodesh Kedashim and extending them out a little bit further. Okay. To summarize, I know I did a lot of things in this approach. We said so far, and we're right now up to 3 out of 4 approaches. The 3 approaches that we talked about in the Rambam so far, there's more that I said that I don't get to, but that we said in the Rambam, one is that maybe there's the Chiyuv in the Rambam is Bi'ur Kanes, and that's one and the same, or it's only chai because of Bi'ur Reikonis, Ketor Chazer is chai because of Bi'ur Reikonis. That's maybe the first suggestion of Beis Yosef. The next one is the Radvaz, who lavdafka some of the kashas. He specifically says about Malash in one place and not the other is lavdafka. And in terms of Ketor Zara, those words teach a chiddush about a din that's all year. It accentuates some chiddush about all year. And then the third approach we had was from the Beis Yosef about Malash and is different all year and the rest, and Yom Kippur. It's only chai misa on Yom Kippur. And we have the Mishnah Lamech of Pri Chodesh who like that, and the Be'er Sheva who doesn't like it, and they have the Kashut, the Sugya, the Beit Avtinus as a Raya, and not everybody is not a Raya. And there's a back and forth that I think show that Malashim could be unique to Yom Kippur. And just to answer the question that Mordechai raised before, the main question of this approach is how can you export the din that it applies all year, but doesn't have a Chiyuv Misa? That was Tosi Sharm's Kasha on Rabbeinu Menachem. What's the answer? So, based on the footnote in the Otzer Chidushim from Rav Michal, and I think Rav Rosenzweig, when I asked him, was saying a similar thing, is that it could be, since it's not one of the main simonim, it could be, the Rav also says it, but in a different way. I hope I put that in. Yes, on page 7. There's 2 dinim, and I'll read it inside in a second. 2 dinim and Malashon, it could be there's a din as part of the simonim and a din that it's bringing smoke, that's preparing for the Yom Kippur din. There's a different din of having the Ketores bring smoke that exists on Yom Kippur than exists the rest of the year. The rest of the year, it just has to be one of the money, whether it causes smoke or not. And on Yom Kippur, it has to be v'chisa anan very much. It has to create a direct metam revola, kamakel, has to create smoke in a specific way. And the rest of the year is impacted by what we know the Malashan has on Yom Kippur. Another way to say in less dramatic terms that the Ozer Chidushim says it as is it's just a heter kenisa that you don't need Malashan as one of the main ingredients, but it needs to be there to match your going in, so we have it every day of the year because it exists on some level as one of the simanim, but on the second level that doesn't export to the rest of the year is the din how it exists in being a heter kenisa on Yom Kippur. The Rav is in the Otzer Chidush, that is in the Chidush Grammar Grid. I brought here, but it's not, I guess, it was what Jared discussed and Jake discussed and Yisrael, I think Yisrael showed me that the Rav and the Grid were very much discussing the question about what is Malashon different than the rest of the year, and I think it definitely would help answer the question that we have posed from Tzadzi Shana and Lakute Halachas about 2 dinim. And I think the presentation here in the Rav is, to me, most similar to Rav Avila's presentation. So he says, he says, he doesn't actually buy the Beis Yosef. He does not think there's a difference between Ketores all year and Ketores Yom Kippur in that you don't have to put in Malashon and it's not Chayim Misa. But his approach still to why the Ram put it in one place and one didn't put it in the other is still such a fundamental edge. I think it helps definitely explain the Beis Yosef, even if it doesn't, he doesn't agree to Beis Yosef's dia. He says clearly it's one of the simanim. I don't know why he's saying that. He doesn't have any rise for that. But yes, in the Gemara it says chisar chavis amenah o malashon, and the Raman also says that. It says the same thing. It also has yudal simanim nemri lohach u'morshisina, and then later in a different halacha the Raman brings malashon. The pri chavis when he's dealing this whole thing, he says yadua she malashon eino simanim. So the way it was, the Achronim were assuming was not like this line, but I don't know exactly what to make of it, but I think what he might mean is that in din number one, it is one of the simonim. In din number two, it's not. I don't know yet, but okay. Hadeva halachas avar yom kippur mevi chesar ha-chavis ha-neha v'chesar malashon kedinam chalukim. In one place, the Rambam brings the malashon, and hu mishim deshitas ha-rambam hidu yom kippur ika o din mesir shem malashon shayach rakli yom kippur v'lo kol shana. He says that there's a particular din of Yom Kippur that's learned from Chiba Anan. I think Revelvel said it because of the Chisa, that you have to make sure it goes up and makes a big cloud of smoke. That's a kiyum that you're having with the Ketores on Yom Kippur that you don't have the rest of the year. The Rav is saying it's from Chiba Anan Ere. You have to have it there to exist. It needs to really create smoke on Yom Kippur. And you don't finish your mitzvah until it has that smoke effect. And that definitely is what Revelvel is describing. That he's not allowed to leave. He named Mavur the Mishnah Yuma. He doesn't leave until the Ashan goes up. So he does say the Chayav Misa, but it works very differently. And I think whether you say the Chayav Misa or not, if you do, even if you don't buy the Beis Yosef, I think this approach will definitely help answer some of the questions we have with the Beis Yosef's approach. One tiny diuk that's just exciting, a sharp point that Shoshanim LeDavid made, is the Rambam changed from the Gemara in a word when he quoted the Gemara in Yuma, because it says Chiser. Oh, is it? Yeah, this. Lo natan malashon, o Chiser chamis amenah chayimisa. The Rambam was called with one verb. The Rambam wrote Chiser chamis amenah o malashon. The Gemara put two, lo natan or chiser. So he thinks, he's discussing his mahalach, which is also totally different, that he doesn't want to say that the Rambam is just describing the exact same thing in two places, or that it's a whole different din of the, sorry, he doesn't want to say the Beis Yosef, and he probably wouldn't want to say the Rav either, that it's just one din. That malashon, Malashon has a unique status on Yom Kippur. If it has a unique status on Yom Kippur, like the Beis Yosef said, or like the Rav said, then the Rambam should not have put it under one cloud. If the Rav is right, the Rambam should have kept the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara is much more Meduyak. It's two different dinim. That's what you could take it or leave it, but that's his diyuk in the Rambam. Also sharp. His approach is very sharp. I'll just say it because it was so exciting. After I saw all the Achronim, I was amazed that none of the briskers made this diuk. It says in the Rambam only in Yom Kippur, min haketores, and doesn't say it in Klei Mikdash. It says why? The Rambam added two words, not in the Gemara. The Gemara just has chisar misamaneha both times. So the Rambam says chisar misamaneha in Klei Mikdash and chisar min haketores. So he says the difference is in Avos Yom Kippur, he means chisar min haketores means you left out something completely. You didn't put it in. You put in one of the ingredients, it has 10 out of 11, or it's missing Malashon. That's what it means, Chisar Minakatoris. Chisar Minasamanea in Kli Mikdush, the Rama means like the Gemara meant. Chisar Minasamanea means you left out, instead of putting in 70 simanim of Sri, you put in 69. So you were Mechasa from the Shir. So he said, then the Rama calls it Nasa Ketorah Zar. That's Chayim Misa, and you're not going to put Malashon over there because Malashon has a Kol Shu. So the Rambam is very meduic in writing Minakatoris in Yom Kippur and putting Malashon Badafka over there and putting the Nafkaminas over there and not putting any of those in Klei Mikdash. And he also says that's why the Rambam put it together, because when the Rambam was holding it, it was just one klal, v'chiser, because he was then not talking about the shear. The Gemara was talking about the shear. He wasn't talking about the shear. He was talking about if you left it all together. Since there's no shear in the Malashim, he just wrote v'chiser min haketores, means leaving it all together. It answers all the questions and fits better with the, let's say, the Radvaz approach, but it's so sharp. The Shadam David lived 300 years ago in Italy, and it was not reprinted, his sefer. Chasei David is reprinted many times. He has a parish on Mishnayos that was not reprinted. Very hard to relate. I didn't put it on the Makaris. But it had lots and lots of diyuk. The fourth approach in the Rambam is from the Be'er Sheva, page 9. And I definitely don't think it's the easiest in the Rambam at all, but it highlights a different Rambam and a different point. The Be'er Sheva thinks, he says, it could be that, he says the Beis Yosef can't be right. He says, "Arei kama mavur be'er heitiv." Hadetanya chitzar kamsa nechaimiza. How could the Beis Yosef Mishnah Mel Prichash? How could any? He was before them in 1500. He says, "How can anybody say you leave out the Melashim? That's okay. How could you say that? It's chaimisa in our Gemara. Obviously, it is ma'akiv. Lav pirusha mishum be'erikonis could appear as Rashi. It's not because be'erikonis. It's obviously because of tipule de ma'al be'erikonis. I feel el pirusha mishum chaser ketoras nasa ketoras zara kidoch liba ketoras." Mashma Shlema, Ketoret Shlema, that Rashi learned that was the drasha that we have to have it Shlema. Avil lo nirmas lo pnei v'lovnim, el b'akhtar demizbeach, hazov, chayimiz mishum, demakhtar, zara, obiya mishum b'irikonis. He very much is saying something that everybody, others jump on, is that your chayimisa for Ketoret zara in the Heichal. That's what the Be'er Sheva says, and you didn't need to say that in the Gemara, nor did you need to say that in the Pesukim. In the Pesukim, it's a little harder to say that there's a Chiyuv Misa Ketor Shlema, even in the Pesukim and Tetzav. I would have thought it's only a Din Yom Kippur, not a Din Chol Shana. We'll get back to we're going to hold on to Rav Sheshet in 1 second, but the Be'er Sheva says, no, I take Rav Sheshet 100%. It applies Chol Mor Shana, not just in Lefnei V'Lefneim, it applies to Behevel. So Birikonis, and now the next approach is, okay, but does the next step is, what do you mean? Okay, so now I know, chiser misamaneha behechol is chayiv. Does that also transfer over to birikonis behechol? Is that also true? Chayiv misa? We started with this year, and we said that's not, there's a different thing called ketorah chasera and birikonis, and the Rambam wrote the Feirish that birikonis is chayiv in the Kodesh Kedoshim, not in the Heichal, from the Gemara Menachos of Zion. But if you want the two, if you want ketorah chasera to be chayiv misa in the Heichal too, probably Birikonis will tag along with it, especially because the Pesukim put them together. Ayyub Obechol Yisrael Kodesh is the same one pasuk that has both Isurim. And also the Gemara said typically, assume the Gemara is typically implied that wherever one applied, the other applied. Because otherwise the Gemara should have answered the typically that you're chayiv because the Gemara is saying typically you're chayiv Birikonis. The Gemara should have answered that question. Oh, wait a minute. Ketorah chaser is chayiv in the Heichal. Birikon is only chayiv in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Of course I need a pasuk to say achiv misa for ketorah chaser to teach you the ed in Mekomos that you're chayiv in ketorah chaser, that you're not chayiv for birikonis. So, because of that, yes, other achorim don't say this, but the Be'er Sheva takes it to the full extent. And he says not only chayiv misa because of a Heichal with ketorah chaser, but even birikonis. He says, "Chay Mashma in Yerushalmi." Skipping that, he says, "Mashma Ritzon Alomer Milvajah Chay Misa Alchisar Ketorah Nasa Ketorah Zara Chay Misa Ah Mishum Hachnasi Zira Hanu Birikonis." He reads the Yerushalmi as maybe one day in the year Tosfos Yerushalmi did. The first day is very the most complicated piece in Tosfos Yerushalmi, but he says there's a Chiyuv Misa Mamish for going to the Heichal Birikonis, and he says that's also not. You think I'm crazy? It's the Rambam. He says, because the Rambam says, "Chisar Mitzamaneh Chay Misa Nasa Ketorah Zara." The Rambam didn't say about what action. The Rambam didn't say it was b'haktara. It could be even b'biyah. So, definitely the Achronim don't say this. The other Achronim were not happy with this approach. B'chadosh mishlamel. They don't like saying that in the Rambam. That's saying nasa ketara zara means that you walked in. That's very odd. That's not what the Rambam seems to be talking about over there. And also the Rambam does say in halacha yud aleph, B'S Mikdash, he tells you that there's malchus and not misa for going into the heichal, like the Umar Menacho said. So, I don't know exactly how to answer all the kashas, but if it wouldn't be for the Rambam, I would have said the Be'er Sheva didn't learn the Gemara Menachos as a raya to him, as a kasha on him, usually the Gemara Menachos is talking about Temeim. A Tameh going into the Heichal is not Chayim Misa, but someone going Beirikonis is Chayiv, and he would say that he could take all the Dinim Yom Kippur and export them to Shari Morishana, to the Heichal, and say it over. It's Shaykh to say in the Be'er Sheva. Another shita that does something very doma to this is the Tosfos HaRosh over here, who's grappling with the similar kashas as everybody was dealing with, and the Rabbeinu Menachem, Rabbeinu Elchanan. He basically says, you could export the din of Malam Hashem to Chol Hashana, and that's the only one that you'll be chayef for in the Heichal. If you leave out Malam Hashem, Mamish absolutely counterintuitive to everybody else. He says, if you're going to take it from Yom Kippur, you have to take it completely. So therefore, Chizar Chayef Semenea, O Malam Hashem in Yuma means, B'chol Yom Hashana you're chayef for leaving out Malam Hashem, even in the Heichal. Because if you're going to learn from Yom Kippur, take it completely. But everything else, all the Chizar Chayef Semenea, if you leave out the Sri, Sipor, and whatever, you don't have any Kodesh Kedoshim, because the Pasuk is written over there, not written in Parshat Tzava, not written by the rest of the Ketores. So he's working that we're going to transfer, whatever we transfer completely. The things that we don't transfer don't need to go work at all, don't need to transfer at all. But a very different Shita, but again, very much how Malashan the rest of the year is impacted by Yom Kippur so much that it's mamish the same, but everything else falls by the wayside. It's not compared. I don't, just to say the highlights, I know, because I'm wrapping up, in the Be'er Sheva, part of the Be'er Sheva is more Nitan Le'Amer, is that the Ketores of the Heichal is Chayav Misa for Ketores Chaseir, not even if you don't say the Be'er Rikonis, the Be'er Sheva said the two, they're both Chayav.
The Heichal, the Be'er Sheva said you're Chayav on that, just the same way as Ketores Chaseir Be'Heichal, but I don't know, I was going to write it out, not going to do it now. But the Beis Yosef splits. You could definitely, it's Shayach to split this, Hasemes, Chazanish split. You could take half the Be'er Sheva much more reasonably. And that could be Pshayan and Rosh Hashanah. That you could be Chayiv, Shayim HaRashanah, and Ketor HaSeira, Behechal, and not Chayiv and be Rikonis. You don't have to go that far. Even though the Gemara's a typically, the Gemara thought they were similar, in the Maskana, they're not 100% the same. And the Chazanish says it very beautifully and answers a bunch of the kashas. Because one of the kashas that, like, Mehechli Tesi, that you're Chayiv in the Heichal, when the Pesukim are written by Yom Kippur, Kiba Nanare is talking about going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. How can you say a Chayiv Misa for doing Ketores anywhere else? So the Beis Yosef says, well, maybe it's Domet to the Bnei Nadav and Aviyu, they were Chayiv Misa, even though they didn't go into Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Sfasemis and others, they're assuming like this. Beis Yosef, they say, but Minolan, that's Ladoros the Din. Who said so? That you could be Chayiv Misa Bechitzon. Says the Chazon Ish, I really hope I put it in at the end. 10, thank you. At the end, I put in the Chazon Ish. So he says that you could say this. L'fizah ketorah zara dechli beparshim mizbeach k'mo ketorah chutz mimitzvaso. Really, a lot of there's a catch-all called ketorah zara. When the Rambam said reinasa ketorah zara on the chasera, it was not by mistake that he used the wrong word. In fact, that's what ketorah zara means. And there's two levels of it. Ruins like said this earlier to me, that there could be ketorah zara that could be chayim malchus and ketorah zara that's Yom Kippur din, chayim misa. The Torah didn't call it that, but that's what the Rambam trying to show. With that lashon, mazel leiko lav rak lav ein bazel alvan misa. Generally, v'od yesh isur ketorah nedava misad ketorah shelo hitira torah ketorah elam kmitzvasa. V'kol she enik mitzvasa. Some of the it should be just when I did the OCR, it didn't come out perfectly with all the letters. He alvan misa. Mazel alfinan mikrad da'achrei achrei mosav chizah nakedor. He doesn't say we learn from none on a via ladoros. That's very difficult. But he says pshat is we learn from v'chisa. V'lo yamas v'zamrin and yuma. Nun gimel the bina ketara shlemen kshira avalam halak ketara zulazeh hu b'avamisa emaz el lav avam mikol asay. He says, really, we learn from that pasuk you have to have the ketara shlemen. If you leave it out, it basically becomes ketara zara and it's chayav misa. And it's beautiful in the Rambam that doesn't count in the moni mitzvahs or doesn't count it in the. I know he didn't say the moni mitzvah, but that also answers that kasha. And he doesn't it count it in the Sanhedrin list of chayav misa b'dei shamayim. This review of Ruchem Fisher Porlau said is a riot to him. He doesn't count it on the chayav misa b'dei shamayim because it's already included. Says the Chazon Ish, I know why it's not included. Mana dvarim shem misa shalokan alayim below mana ma'itar kedor chaser. The Rambam has 18 people that are chayav misa b'dei shamayim, and this is not on there. He just has be a regards to the kodesh kedoshim. He doesn't say kedor chaser. It would be beautiful to put it on the list. Why did the Rambam do it? Says the Chazon Ish, I know because there's no law for it. It's just a
It's just a lav bal mikol asay. Maybe it doesn't fit beautifully in a Rashi with the chad azhara, or the Ram didn't pask in that. Some say, but it is right that on Torah Kohanim says that beferish that chad azhara chad onesh does not mean like Rashi, does mean v'natan akatoris is the asay, is the azhara. And in the footnotes in the Ritva here, they make a big deal about that for another time. That maybe a lot of Rishonim agree with that, with the Raivin, not like Rashi. Says the Chazon Ish, that's why it included in that list. Was that Leika Malchus? If he makes Dara Mizbeach Azav, he come Lava Malchus Mitzad Mizbeach. If he makes that Misa, I've got the Kushta Hu to he come Malchus and Misa. Fine. Zara. Fine. He says Sarachim because I don't really have any Makoros in the Rishonim so much on this. But in the paragraph before this, I didn't put it in. I should have. He says one marmokum that's a little bit helpful to do this is Gemara in Zvachim Kotet, which is the source, or maybe the source of the Rambam, that's in the top, on page 10, towards the top of page 10, Perek Hay, Halacha Chavav, in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, the Rambam says, Hekter min Ketorah shal Kosh Kedashim, Kezayis Behechel Chayim Yisrael, brings a source, Keshira, Behechel, in the wrong spot, Chayim Yisrael. So the Kesem Mishnah says, oh, it's Shkutei Chutz. And it quotes that Gemara in Zvachim. Problem, everybody asks, is what's going on? That's Chayav Kar, it's not Chayav Misa, B'nei Shemayim. That's the wrong thing. And why Kazayas? So Kazayas definitely fits in Shkutei Chutz, it doesn't fit in Moloch Hafna. That's in the Rav, he has all the same kashas. He has approaches, one from Rav Chaim, but it's not. Wait, he has kashas on. Yes.
Ketorishal
Yom Kippur. Yes. What makes it Ketorishal Yom Kippur? Excellent. Head on. The Achronim asked that. I think the way to answer is we're talking about it has Malashon, that's for sure, but it's you had Kavana and it was prepared, but after going for Yom Kippur. The Ram, I think it's correct Tahara. The way the Ram says Shel Yom Kippur is definitely something amazing. Let me finish the Chazon Ish. I think he maybe not satisfactorily, but we'll address that. What does it mean? I copied only one paragraph. There's more in the Chazon Ish, but his answer is that we learn in the Gemara there in Zvachim, and the Aben Azal also talks about Panim from Chitzon, and we learn that there's a din Chutechutz not just on or Haktar Chutz, not just on Ketores Hazav, even on Ketores of Yom Kippur. There's also a din. So once we, so says basically the Chazon Ish, once we export some din and we make a hakash between the two ketores, we can also say that more dinim are also carried over. Dehainu that there could be a chiyuv misa even in any wrong spot, just like the heichal one, if it's brought outside the heichal b'chayiv, so too the one of the kodesh kedashim brought out a little bit, it was also b'chayiv misa. It's not what the Gemara directly was saying. The Aben Azal says if you read Rabbeinu Hananel, it was newly printed on Zvachim. Rabbeinu Hanal really read the Gemara like the Rambam. That's what why the Rambam wrote that there's a chiyuv misa on a kazayis, because we learn the Maloch Chafna of Yom Kippur from what the Sharishim Rosh Hashanah that doesn't have a shear, Maloch Chafna, so it doesn't need to have a shear. And he says that's why it's chiyuv misa, not karis. But I think that definitely highlights this whole concept that Rosh Hashanah brought in the beginning of that certain dinim will learn of all year from Yom Kippur. So the fact that the Torah introduced, let's say in the Psokim, Ketores Hector, Mizbeach Hector Ketores, it's called Mizbeach Ketores in the Torah, it's defined by Ketores and something that's brought only there, and one other place on Yom Kippur, shows that there's a strong connection between the Avodah we do all year, Ketores, and the Avodah we do in Yom Kippur, and certain dinim we do all year, just to highlight something that we do on Yom Kippur. So that's one answer. So basically, it's kavana based, and I think the Radvaz would say a different answer. It's extremely sharp, but not.
When you were with kavana for Yom Kippur, or you prepared it.
Prepared it for kavana for Yom Kippur.
So somehow that preparation with kavana creates a chalos in the
pasuk. I don't know. It's extremely strong questions. I do remember the kashas. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's the answer?
The same.
Beautiful. Okay. I have to do Chazar. I'll say the Radvaz. So Okay, so I should. I forgot.
I mean, it's surprising to me. I mean, I don't know. Is Daka mean Daka possible for?
That's part of the.
Thank you. Okay. I forgot. I didn't. I should have asked. The Radvaz gives a different approach. It's really sharp, but it doesn't. It's not what the Achronim said. Just I'm interesting that he says he reads the two Rambams together. That Hikter min Haktoras shel Kodesh Kedoshim Kezayis Beichol is that's a shear of how much something needs to be chaser to be called Ketor Chaseira. Once you take off a Kezayit worth of it, you can be makter anywhere. But you took off a part of it. Memela is not Kares, it's a Chiv Misa, because now the rest of it, everything minus that Kezayit that you're bringing is Ketor Chaseira, you're going to bring into the Kodesh Kedoshim, you makter in the Kodesh Kedoshim, so you're Chai. So he says, Ketor shel Yom Kippur, shel Kodesh Kedoshim, he means literally the thing that you did Melocha of Navan, and you're bringing it into the Kedoshim, and you just say, I have a pit stop to make, and I want to take off a Kazayin and bring it into the Heichal. That's when the Ram says Chayiv, he means Chayiv as in Chayiv, just like the last Halacha said Chayiv. And the answer is the Kasha of Kar.
He says that even a Porto, it makes it a Chayiv. If you're saying that he made a pit stop as a...
No, fine. But I think the Radvaz would say, yes, but how do you know your Chayiv Misa on it? Fine, it's puzzle. You're right. If you drop one kernel, it's puzzle. How do you know your Chayiv on it? I don't think the Achronim don't say what the Rebbe said, but maybe he would answer that. To summarize, there was four approaches and different Mahalchim in the Rambam. Some that I didn't get to, but four major approaches in the Rambam, and they I think all highlight different aspects of how Yom Kippur is a little different than the Chol Hashana. The first one was that of the suggestion that Beis Yosef made in a fleeting comment that was picked up by Rashi and Kritos very much. Rashi and Kritos highlight the shita that Bir Reikonis in the Kodesh Kedoshim is chayev basically, and Ketorah Chaser is chayev because of Bir Reikonis. The Chazon Yecheskel gave his approach of how to answer some of the problems of Nasa Ketorah Zara and the Pitum was bad, it's irrectifiable. The Radvaz's approach to somewhat Lav Davka, the Diukim of Malash in one place and Lav Davka in another place. And the Beis Yosef approach that the Malashon is different Yom Kippur than the rest of the year. They made a big deal about that. It's only Chayim Misa on Yom Kippur, not Chayim Misa the rest of the year. The Pri Chadash and the Mishnah Melech love it, and we have Beit Avtinus as a Raya, and we have other Rayas we could discuss, but the Not in a view is a little bit of a kasha. We can answer maybe in a drush way, but how Malum is similar to Yom Kippur. The fourth approach was something Beis Yosef also brought up, and the Be'er Sheva take in different ways. The Beis Yosef says it as Ketor Chaser Behechol Chayev. We learn from Not in a view, or the Chazon Ish says we learn from Pnim, and just like Chaser Befnim is Chayev, so to Behechol Chayev. Or the Be'er Sheva says, no, we take everything from Pnim to Chitzon, that Mamish even Be'er Ikonis, even the Heichal, will be Chayiv as well. So that's some of the approaches to how to learn Malashon. I want to thank everybody in the Chabura for learning Yuma together and answering Kashas and adding so much by Kashas. If anybody wants to have more on the cake, welcome.
So I wish everybody a good summer. I think we're doing